Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where the life of Jesus meets yours. You've got your daily Lenten devotion for April 17th, 2019, looking at Romans chapter 6, verse 19. Paul writes, "Just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness." Romans 6, verse 19. We've got one more day on this verse because it's important. And this is another case where the details of the Greek language help to clarify the translation. Specifically, offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. The word holiness. Yes, it's the goal of the Christian life, but that goal must be kept in its proper place and proper perspective. Holiness is a goal in one's life of sanctification, that is, one's life of thankful Christian living, expressing thanks to Jesus for having given us the forgiveness of sins and winning it for us at the cross and the empty grave. Our individual holy actions do nothing to add to our salvation, because our salvation is free and complete through Jesus. But as we strive to live holy lives, we see our faith in action in our own lives, and the conscious decision to follow God's will is a joyful thing in God's eyes, a good work which God prepared in advance for us to do. And in Greek, that word holiness holds a small detail which unlocks the whole discussion. The word is pronounced hagiosmon, and that mun ending is the key. Why? Those three little letters, M-O-N, mun, describe holiness as a result, an effect, not a cause. A holy or righteous life is what God desires, the fruit of faith which he wishes to see. Our inability to provide it perfectly means we still have need of his steadfast grace every day. Indeed, our whole Christian lives are a lesson that our own strength is so small and his is so vast as his love for us. And that love has produced holiness in you. Yes, you. Praise God. We pray. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. As your holy child, grant that I praise you with my life. Amen. God bless your day.